day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working with the industry to provide value-added opportunities for wheat producers. One way to do that is by supporting the Wheat Improvement Team and the wheat breeding efforts of Oklahoma State University. Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver says he's got some varieties in the pipeline that have the potential of offering superior quality characteristics.
I feel pretty good about this next lineup. There's a couple that really stand out for quality that I feel like we ought to separate those. They ought to go through a different supply chain so that the quality that's in those varieties can be captured by the miller, but also the producer who's producing that quality can be rewarded for it at a higher price.
And President of U.S. Wheat Associates Vince Peterson says there are countries out there willing to pay for high quality if we can deliver it.
Our place in the world no longer is a big bulk wheat supplier. We are targeting the more sophisticated markets, those that are asking for more and willing to pay for more as well.
To learn more about the efforts of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, go to okwheat.org.
All right, welcome back. Strong underlying support was seen throughout the lean hog futures trade here today on Wednesday, with traders focused on strong gains in cash trade, while expectations of improving trade talks helped to bring cautious buyers back to the table. Cattle markets softened today, though, through early trade, but eventually started to gain support. March corn futures about 2 cents higher, the Dow Jones 135 points higher, NASDAQ up 62 points. In live cattle, mixed trade was developing today with early pressure in the complex giving way to firm buyer support that slowly moved back into the complex. This is the same trading pattern seen all week, with the underlying tone of the market firming, but traders still seem to be less focused on moving into the market through the first couple of hours of trade today. Cash cattle interest slowly developing today with just a few token bids seen in the north. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, were $1.05 lower in select and down 37 cents per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 62 total loads. Limited activity seen in the feeder cattle complex here today as traders seem to have hit pause following sharp gains seen over the last couple of sessions. Nearby contracts steady to 20 cents lower with very little additional support seen throughout the day. The underlying strong tone, though, continued to be seen, which ended up sparking some additional support throughout the session. Meanwhile, today, grains were higher, with corn trade around 2 cents higher as the market looked to consolidate above $3.80 nearby after the move on Tuesday. Soybean trade 3 to 5 cents higher with light buying after the bout of profit taking yesterday as we remain at the upper end of the recent range. Meal $1 to $2 higher and oil 10 to 20 points higher. Finally, in wheat, trade was 2 to 4 cents higher as trade tested the resistance again this morning. Today's strong close will likely trigger more chart buying with support from the sharply lower dollar. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.